Welcome in, everybody, to, at least by the date on the calendar, a very special day. It's the March Equinox Day today, and we're going to talk about that. Actually, what I'd like to do is talk about the equinox. Of course, when the sun enters Aries in the spring in the northern hemisphere, fall in the southern hemisphere, the big, powerful equinox that began our entire western tropical zodiac happens at 11:06 Eastern this evening. But I'd like to talk about it tomorrow, because if you're in Europe, it's tomorrow. If you're in the Atlantic time zone, it's tomorrow. And I'd rather do an overview today and then come back and drill down on the specifics of the equinox tomorrow. I know that might be a little sacrilege for some, but that's kind of what I was thinking about today, because there is so much going on in addition to the equinox that I think if we did this first and that second, we'd get a better overall bigger picture. So remember, we have everything stretched between two planets. Basically, Pluto at 1 degree Aquarius, getting ready to be 2 degrees here before too long, and Uranus at 20 degrees Taurus. That comes to, I believe, 109-degree span, not even a trine. So between a 90-degree square and a 120-degree trine, everything is stacked except things like, let's say, the South Node, the Moon, the Vertex, the Part of Fortune. Those move around, but all the other luminary and planetary energies are compressed right inside that bracket. Brilliant astrologer Mark Edmund Jones termed it the bundle pattern. By June of this year, we will not ever forget, for the rest of our lives, the bundle pattern. I promise you that. So right now, the way the energy is stacked up is that we have Venus and Saturn are together. They kiss on the lips with a conjunction on Thursday. Neptune and the Sun are together. They kissed on the lips 2 days ago on Sunday. The North Node of the Moon, Mercury, and Chiron. That's three energies combined. They are basically together. And then Jupiter and Uranus are together, and they kiss on the lips April 20th. So not only do we have the bundle, which is focused energy in and of itself, but we have these two and three planet subconjunctions of microenergy. So if you want to catch an overview of the various energies that are affecting our lives today and your coworkers and your family and political leaders and everybody else, here's kind of an overview of what we're looking at between now and the first part of May. So the first obviously happens today. The moon enters Leo today. That's a fire sign. That's about self-advancement. Tonight, the equinox, the sun entering Aries. That's about new beginnings, but it can also indicate, especially combined with some of these other energies in the chart, conflict, even war. And that doesn't necessarily or only mean international war, as we would think of it. It could be conflict that shows up in any kind of flavor or manner. Thursday is a big day this week. First of all, it's the 14-day out point of the moon wobble, which the sun and the north node conjoin on April 4th. The sun sextiles Pluto. That adds extra punch and energy and firepower to an already boiling cauldron. Venus and Saturn conjoin. This week, we also have the waxing gibbous moon. That's the last phase before the full moon, which sets up a couple of very important Mondays. This next Monday, the full moon and the partial lunar eclipse. Here we are back to Aries and Libra again. So there's that tension and the balance, the conflict, the pull between the two. The following Monday, Mercury goes retrograde. The following Monday, now we're up to April 8th, the total solar eclipse. You not think that astrology is getting more popular? Just look at all the stories about how many people they're expecting in the total eclipse zone for this. I mean, states are worried and concerned about how many people are going to converge on these areas. On April 10th, two days later, after the eclipse, Mars and Saturn, the two great malefic planets in the sky, conjoin. They kiss up. Well, they don't kiss. I don't know what they do. It's not a kiss on the lips, I can tell you that. And then the big aspect that all of this is under is the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, which is April 20th. And then on May 2nd, Pluto at 2 degrees 6 minutes Aquarius goes retrograde, retracing all that territory back to 0 degrees Aquarius and sticking its toe back into Capricorn one more time, totally activating and amplifying all of this energy again. So without even understanding, like, the combinations and the particular, well, okay, what does that mean? And then what does that mean in my chart? Which, of course, we have to pick apart. But just that list itself is like, wow. Take one piece of that. Pluto, the planet of, as Ray Merriman mentioned on Saturday, nuclear. Just that. Just Pluto sitting right there cooking at the very transitional phase into Aquarius. I mean, wouldn't that be enough? But then we combine all these other things on top of it. And today, let's just talk about these real quick. The moon enters Aries this afternoon at 3:32 p.m. Eastern, and that's after that really juicy trine with the sun. That happens at 2:52 p.m. this afternoon, so a lot of activity mid-afternoon Eastern today. Back that up, of course, into your own time zone. For the next 2 days, there's going to be this desire to push ourselves forward, to put ourselves out there. Then fire on top of fire, because at 11:06 p.m., the sun enters Aries. As we go into tomorrow, and as the moon turns into that last phase, the waxing gibbous phase, before it goes to the full moon next Monday, we are definitely going to be amping up the fire for the next couple of days. So if you have the presence to deflect, then definitely try to do so. I think you can see now why I was thinking, well, let's zoom up before we zoom in. And without not a whole lot else going on tomorrow, we will talk about the March Equinox 2024. If you're celebrating today, great. If you celebrate tomorrow, that's great too. We'll do the whole first day together to kick it off. Have a great one. Happy Equinox. See you tomorrow.